Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local author whose books feature a young woman private investigator with martial arts expertise is coming to Pella in Knoxville. Let's go in depth with Stephen Brayton, author of the books Alpha and Beta from Oskaloosa. So, Stephen, you're an author from Oskaloosa, and you've got a couple of events coming up in Marion County. Can you tell us a little bit about your work as an author?
Well, I've been writing for a long time. I was joining critique groups and writing groups and learning my craft for a long time. And I started a book called Alpha way back in the mid-90s. And after I read a selection or a couple of chapters to the critique group, I realized that I had a lot of work to do. They tactfully told me it was not quite good enough. So by that time, my second story, Beta, had actually come into my mind, the idea. So I put Alpha aside and actually wrote Beta first. And when it finally got published in 2011, or accepted for publication a couple of years earlier, I resurrected Alpha and took the basic plot, added a few more characters, and basically started from chapter one.
Okay, and it's a martial arts themed mystery, a Mallory Peterson mystery. Who's Mallory Peterson?
Mallory Peterson is a private detective and also a fourth degree black belt who is based out of Des Moines, Iowa. And she teaches in the evenings and does her cases in the daytime and some of the evenings. Most of her cases are fairly oddball. She has the regular following the cheaters and background checks, but most of her cases, she tends to get a little odd clients every now and then. But the main cases in the stories are fairly serious.
Well, in this one, in Alpha, she discovers the body of her boyfriend.
She comes back one morning, and her boyfriend had stopped outside of her office to take her to lunch, and somebody did a drive-by. And so she sticks her nose into the investigation, even though the cops don't want her to, and uncovers all kinds of devastating secrets. She's also on the trail of her landlord's missing daughter, and that adds a little bit extra fun to the case.
Just sort of a classic mystery that a lot of us just read and love, just in the normal mystery genre. Is it in the more crime thriller genre? How would you describe it?
I kind of call it an action mystery. It's not a whodunit. It's definitely not a cozy. With there is some serious subject matter involved with the story. Because I call it action because in many of the cases, in many of the scenes, she has to get out of her problems by using her self-defense skills, her martial arts skills.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the author, Stephen Brayton. Well, we see a lot of female protagonists and have in mystery novels, you know, for the past 20 or so years, but yours is a little different with her black belt degree, isn't she?
I started Taekwondo back in 91, and I had gone to, since then, I've been attending many tournaments and camps and business seminars, and I was so admiring of the women who are involved with martial arts, and they are so talented and so beautiful. And when I wanted to write again and create a character, I said I have to make my character female. And so all the women in my organization, the American Taekwondo Club, are the inspiration for Mallory Peterson.
And so, and you yourself are a fifth-degree black belt instructor of Taekwondo.
Yes. I started in 91, received my first-degree black belt in 93, and immediately entered the instructor trainee program. and been teaching in Oskaloosa and Grinnell for a while. I closed down the club in Grinnell, but I still teach in Oskaloosa and earned my fifth degree black belt in 2007.
And so I presume black belt esoterica information, the inside of the world of being a black belt, taekwondo expert permeates this. Is that right?
It's a learning process. You never stop learning. Everybody starts out as white belt, where you learn the basics, basic stances, basic strikes and blocks and kicks. And then each form, each rank, as you move up, it gets a little bit more challenging. There's more moves. There's more new moves. There's intricate moves. You get into jump kicks. By the time you get your black belt, you have learned, at least in our organization, 9 forms and demonstrated not only the techniques, but sparring techniques, proper sparring, proper board breaking. And in some cases, we've learned some weapons, self-defense. And then when you become black belt, then the door opens even wider, and there's so many more activities and opportunities for advancement and knowledge and skill, and you just keep advancing and learning so much more.
And so how do you integrate that into your story for the general reader? I presume you want all readers, not just taekwondo black belt readers.
I would like anybody who's interested in mysteries, female sleuths, martial arts, somebody who likes a strong, independent, beautiful woman as a main character, one who can take care of herself, but still feels emotional about not only her students, but she gets very personally involved with her cases. I've taken my experiences and my skills and my training, and then I've taken different areas of that and put them into the different scenes for both alpha and beta. The challenge is to keep it fresh, to keep each scene from not becoming, okay, she gets out of this by a front kick and a punch. Next time she gets out of it by a front kick and a punch. There have got to be different scenarios and different situations where she can use different techniques. In one instance, one scene, she picks up a tree branch and uses it as a long staff to fight off the bad guys.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the author, Stephen Brayton. Are there really that many organized bad guys in Des Moines, or do you have to pick them up?
Well, I did a little research. Was interesting because I really admired the Des Moines Police Department and really thanked them for helping me out, talking with me. There were some things, areas that they did not want to get into, for sensitive reasons, but a lot of the bad guys I make up that, since I don't know, say, for instance, the amount of gang members in Des Moines, the numbers, I've heard a little bit about the types, so I just sort of make those up as I view them or I think they should be.
And so they're gang members, they're not... Oh, let's just say, you know, some members of business and industry with their, you know, with an evil idea of conquering the world, a mad scientist, none of that was sort of like gang members?
Not in this book, no. In Alpha, it deals pretty much with illegal narcotics and some crooked officials and some gang members.
And so is your target audience, are you gearing it primarily toward women or toward men? When you go to the bookstore and you look, you can see everything from the cover to the fonts seem to be directed primarily at one gender or the other, oftentimes, not
sure.
Exclusively, but you see, you can sort of tell. Do you have an odd, and I'm sure the publishers sort of lead you one direction or another, a niche. Do you have an ideal audience?
Well, martial arts, I feel, is for everybody, both men and women. So, and since the main character is female, I think you get a little bit of, a little bit of the V.I. Warshawski, Sarah Paretsky type of detective. plus you get the martial arts part of it. So I think men will enjoy it because of it's a strong female character. There's a little bit of humor into it, and there's some good action, and she fights off the bad guys really well. The women, I think, will like it because, once again, she's a very strong female, a strong, independent female. She doesn't put up with a lot of nonsense. She doesn't she's not subservient. She's very strong in her classes. She has a loyal following of students. So I think they will enjoy, especially the emotionalism, that it's not a surface character where she just sloughs off the bad things that happen. It does, the violence does affect her personally.
Well, in a lot of books like this, for men and for women, there's a love interest, but her love interest is dead.
Well, the book is set in, it's kind of a now and then type of situation. When I wrote Beta, I set it in the month of November. When I had started Alpha, it was set in October. So I was going to do kind of a month-to-month mystery series. Well, since Beta was in November and Alpha was in October, I didn't want to go backwards. So I set it in present tense December, talking about the story that happened back in October. She's talking with her current boyfriend about her past boyfriend who was murdered.
Well, what's next? What are you thinking about now? What are you putting, I was going to say pen to paper, but probably fingers to the keyboard.
I do longhand. I write longhand. It's easier for my... I've always thought that I can think faster than I can write. So my brain goes a little bit faster and can think up the next sentence and be moving through the information and thinking up some interesting scenes. Whereas I can type faster than I can think, so I'm constantly stopping every now and then to think of the next sentence. In both Alpha and Beta, I had a very minor subplot of a killer who is knocking off her high school classmates. And so in the third book, I have to solve that case.
And you haven't solved it yet?
No, not quite yet. I'm in the middle of writing it. I'm going through some more research. And then I've got some ideas about the next couple of Greek letter mysteries.
Well, that's a pretty interesting premise, a high school classmate working through murdering their classmates. I mean, that's pretty frightening. And I bet among my listeners, everybody knows who they suspect is the murderer.
Well, it's every now and then she receives a postcard in the mail with a quote, a heartbreak quote. And so it's somebody who has had his or her heart broken and thinks that she is at fault. And so it's not only her high school classmates who get killed, but when she goes to college, her classmates in college start getting killed too. So she now has to solve that case and figure out the connection between the two.
Well, very interesting. And so when are you coming to Marion County and where?
I have a couple of different scheduled appointments. On the 11th of September at 3:30, I will be at the Knoxville Public Library. And on the 25th, I will be at the Pella Public Library at 7 o'clock. The program that I have put together to interest the public is, of course, I'll bring my book if anybody would like to buy it, and I can read a couple of selections. But the main thrust is I feel that since Mallory and I are both involved in martial arts, I felt a good program would be a self-defense seminar. It's been fun. I do a self-defense seminar for some of the high school students in Oskaloosa, do that several times a year, and it's a very basic type of self-defense. We learn some real basic common self-defense techniques, and it's audience participation, too. They can either sit and watch, or they can get up and do some maneuvers with me.
Well, it sounds like fun. Any last words you'd like to share with the listening audience about your work or about the scheduled events?
I hope to be scheduling more in the area, in Des Moines. I've got one in Grinnell. I'll be going back down to where I grew up, down in Southeast Iowa, in Burlington. and I'm always looking for different venues to talk about my work. I hope to have another couple of books out within the next couple of years.
Thanks to Stephen Brayton for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.